This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you just take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, or being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are with us. A big day, you know. Some of you late last night might have stayed up to watch it. I can tell you, there's so many things I can tell you about what took place last night with the prisoners, not hostages. They weren't hostages. See, I don't know what happened in Iran. I guess we had hostages there because, you know, there was boatloads of money given to them for whatever reason. Still haven't figured out why yet. But always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know the moment you're all waiting for, Corey Duncan joins us after the break. Always have a good time when he is on the show. But I tell you what I'm having a really good time with today is the extreme meltdown that's taking place in the media. You've got to love this. They hate Trump so much that they have absolutely nothing positive to say. I mean, in all reality, read between the lines, listen to what they're saying about President Trump getting the prisoners released. Chuck Schumer's totally losing his mind. We'll get to that in a minute. What a real piece of human disgust he is. Seriously, you know what? These people were released after being one of the most brutal prisoners of a brutal regime on the planet. You should be happy for them. You should be excited for them. It doesn't matter. Look, when you're drowning, right? What do? Do you ask the person reaching their hand out to you how many years they've been a lifeguard? Or do you say thank you? Do you care how they're dressed? Do you care how they address you? Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived to Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland early Thursday morning. He had with him Kim Dong-Chu, I'm gonna ruin these names, Hak Song, and Tony Kim. And they were greeted by the President and First Lady Melania Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. NBC News White House correspondent harped on the fact that the event was televised, because we've never seen that before. It was a moment of intense anticipation, very carefully choreographed. This comes from the NBC reporter. MSNBC, actually. Right, they're more concerned with what it looks like than what it actually is, like I said the other day. Instead of talking about what Trump was doing or not doing or pulling the Iranian deal, they were talking about how Mr. Trump, tends to capitalize too much on Twitter. They're a sick group. I'm telling you, they're extremely sick. Now, the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, then the plane carrying these three American citizens, Jackson said that Donald Trump is a former reality show producer. This was a stage production meant for television, meant for the cameras, meant to be shown and seen here in this country and around the world. Because Mr. Obama never did anything like this. Do you remember his first inauguration? That was like, I couldn't believe that. It was like I was waiting for the Roman chariots to show up. I was waiting for all the people to hold him, you know, bringing him in, carrying him, chanting, "Oh, what a God we have," or whatever. TV veterans might argue that if Trump had truly staged the production, he would have gotten much more for the bang for his buck. It was so low-key, it was pathetic. They went out. You know, it wasn't. How many people did they bus in? Oh, none. People drove in from all over the place to welcome these people home, to welcome the prisoners home. It's just amazing. You can't play nice with anything. The hate is so deep that you can't play nice with anything. Jackson has been on NBC News reporting since 2014. And experience in local television before landing at the Peacock. I got a better name for it, but I don't think I can use it. Several critics took to Twitter to mock Jackson for the comments, with many users pointing out that President Obama was widely praised when Bo Bergdahl was turned over by the Taliban and celebrated an elaborate Rose Garden ceremony back in 2014, of course, for a traitor. The negativity Jackson tried to create out of a positive event came off more contrived and choreographed than the alleged horror she described. Now, Media Research Center editor Tom Bloomer wrote, adding that she had acted as if President Donald Trump had just invented political choreography, and that no previous presidential administration or politician has ever done this kind of thing before. I'm telling you, man, I don't know. I don't know if it gets sucked out of their brain. I don't know if they just, at some point in time in college, do they lose this? Do they lose the gray matter? I mean, have we so indoctrinated them? Not we, excuse me. Have the lefties so indoctrinated these young people that they can't find a moment of, you know, true peaceful reality? These people are home. You know, let me tell you what. We're such an oppressive, nasty group of people here in this country. This country is so bad, so disgusting, so terrible, that we had to coerce and drug those three prisoners to get them back on U.S. soil. They much would have preferred to stay over there in North Korea, right? Because the little guy was treating them so well. Why would they want to come back to such an oppressive country? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Corey Duncan joins us. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Hey, listen, that tremor, you know, that little shake of the earth that you heard. Yeah, that was all the libs dropping to the ground, pounding the ground, trying to figure out what they were going to do now that President Trump. But how do you? I'm asking this question rhetorically because I already know the answer. How in God's creation are they going to put Trump down when he brings these prisoners home? But guess what? They're going to do it anyway because they can't help themselves. So let's bring on Corey Duncan, our mad black conservative man. Always appreciate the time that he spends with me. Corey, they're going out of their, well, what little minds they have.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, I'm right, though, right? They don't know what to do. One news source said this was all staged.
It was all staged, really.
All this was staged, you know, to make him look good.
What I'll say is this. We already knew from the get-go that they were going to say something ignorant or silly to say. I mean, that's what the left does. And, you know, no matter... I mean, the only people that can really grasp the gravity of this is the three people that was locked up for all that time.
Yeah.
Their families, the conservatives, and just people that are true patriots. Other than that, forget it, because they're not gonna give them any credit. So we already knew this was gonna be like this. They're not gonna give them no credit, and I'm quite sure Mr. Ron Williams on Fox, he has something stupid to say all the time. He's not going to give them any credit, so we already know that. I mean, they're going to completely be ignorant about it anyway, so, and that's how the left is. But if this had been Barack Obama, Lord God, let's give him a Nobel Peace Prize or whatever, you know, it's just, you know, you already know how it's going to go.
Oh, wait a minute. I mean, they would have given him a Peace Prize just for talking about getting the prisoners released. He wouldn't have had to actually do it. You know that, right?
Right, exactly. They don't have to do anything. But that's because, the left is ignorant, and that's just how they're going to be anyway. I mean, it's really nothing you can do about that. They're not going to give President Trump any kind of leverage. They're just not going to do it. I mean, and it's just because, you know, until they grow up and start being adults about things, or whatever like that. That's just how they are. I mean, it's just, they're ignorant. I mean, actually, I got into an argument with actually somebody today, and this young lady works in the cafeteria part of a government place, a building that I work in. And she said, it's funny, Joe. She said, you know, this goes back to what me and you used to talk about, my colleagues, but now it's spread it to the cafeteria people or whatever. And they were like, you know, I mean, she was one of the servers, and, you know, we got to talking about politics, and she said, I heard you and your beautiful soon-to-be wife, you know, I heard you guys on your Corey Ann and Friends show. And she said, you guys are real hardcore conservatives. I said, no. I said, we just deal with what the facts are. I said, we don't have to be hardcore. I said, she's like, well, I'm an environmentalist. And this and that, and I love the earth and this. I said, oh Lord, here we go with the Tree Huggers Association. I said, I didn't call it that. I was nice, and because I know my future wife is listening. I was nice. I didn't say anything bad. I said, oh really? She said, well, I don't like what he's doing, and whatever this, and what he did with Iran about taking the deal, that makes us look like we're stupid. I said, no, it actually makes us look like we're smart, because the one that was stupid was the one that released the billions of dollars for a terrorist country to take the money back. Well, how do you know? Listen to this, Joe. You and Tammy might want to hold on to the desk. She said, how do I know that they're a terrorist organization or whatever like that? Whoa, man, my blood pressure just went straight up. I was passed up. I said, you know, from yelling what real loud, I was like, are you serious? I said, are you really serious? But then again, as my wonderful wife would always, soon-to-be wife would always say, the Tree Huggers Association. That's who they are. Tree Huggers.
Oh, God. No, it really is funny because they really do. They care more about hurting a tree than they do a baby. They care more about hurting a tree.
Oh.
You know, it's just amazing,
Joe,
right? Go ahead.
Joe, we're going to have some shirts printed up with that on there. You know, you'll kiss a whale, you'll hug a tree, but you'll kill a baby.
Yeah.
And I was about to tell it to her, but I didn't want us to get to fighting and knock all the food over. So, you know.
I got one of those guys not mad at me. They just didn't think it was very funny when I said, look, you're all running around out there, and you're so mad that the dolphins are getting caught up in the tuna nets. The poor dolphins are getting caught up in the tuna nets. What about the tuna getting caught up in the tuna nets, right? I mean, you don't care about the one. You don't care about the other. You're crazy people. Oh, my God. Look, and I know you may or may not agree with me on this because I know you know more about it than I do, but you've got McCain coming out. And McCain is on his deathbed, and I don't wish anybody death from cancer or anything like that. We really don't. Mm-hmm. But hypocrisy is hypocrisy, okay? And just because you're a veteran and you deserve our respect for going there and fighting for us, but that doesn't make you right all the time. That's what I keep saying. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's out there. He's dealing with brain cancer. I get it. Resign. Go peacefully. Be with your family. Do what you're supposed to be doing. In his last days or months or whatever he's got left, he's lashing out at Trump. He's lashing out the new CIA. I'm sure you know about Gina, the CIA person. I want to talk a little bit more about her after the break. But I mean, my God, he's not a nice man, is he?
Well, what I'll say is this. I want to also talk about the deputy CIA, the young lady that's going, and I want to explain to a lot of people because they don't understand about, I think a lot of people not understanding about why they're coming after her like that or whatever. I'll explain that at the break. But to tell you the truth, John McCain, I thank him for his service, but John McCain had the audacity to come out and say that it was that he had never picked Sarah Palin or whatever. Like, well, no. I wish the Republican Party had really nominated you to be the running to run for president. John McCain was a travesty, and Mitt Romney was an even bigger travesty. You know, the Republican Party needs to reform itself because John McCain is a Mad Hatter, and we already been at DEFCON 1 or 5 or whatever and stuff if he had been president, because John McCain just wasn't in his right state of mind. I'm just sorry. He just wasn't.
We're going to go to a quick break. Come back. We'll talk more about that. I want to talk more about him. I want to talk about Gina Haspel. I'm sure you know a little bit about her. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Corey Duncan isn't either. He'll be with us when we come back. Yeah, your honey should be happy. I have your new picture up.
Do you have an American flag that was made?
I can't stand that picture. She likes that picture.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it either. It makes it look like I just escaped from the Red Army or somewhere. I've never seen a black Russian Marine.
Hold on, wait a minute. What are the guys in the? What do you say?
Employment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. But the one I want, you know, I know who you tuned in for. I know it isn't me. I know you tuned in for Corey Duncan, our mad black conservative guy. Always appreciate the time that he spends with me and the insight that he has. Corey, thanks for being with me tonight.
Always a pleasure to serve everyone.
Yeah, so this is, I just love this. I love all the nasties. I don't know if you were watching the news the other night, but my hometown, the town that I live in now, actually approved making our city a, the pushback, an anti-sanctuary city, the pushback against the state's, sanctuary law. So I'm proud and happy of that. They stood strong at the city council level. What I thought was very, and we'll get back to the CIA, Gina Haspel. What I thought was really interesting, though, the argument from the left, anybody on the left who kept coming up and speaking against this, the only words that they used, they said you were racist, you were bigots, you were haters. And I thought that was really funny because we had Hispanics, people who spoke broken English, who came to this country for a better life, they're citizens, they're waving flags, and they were called haters because they looked back at the other Hispanics and said, look, if you come here and you're waving a flag from your country, you don't want to be here. Go back. I'm proud to be an American now. I came here for a better life. I thought that was wonderful. But, man, they are vitriol, nasty on the left, and it was just not amazing. I wasn't surprised, but I was amazed that they had the guts to come out and speak so much hate. But I'm sure you're not. You see it all the time.
Well, I see it all the time. These are the most disrespectful, just un-American type people until they get in front of someone and then all of a sudden they're American. They love apple pie and this and that. Yeah, all right, whatever. I'm a patriot. Well, I've always been a patriot.
It has to be organic apple pie that was grown without any dairy products, I'm sure. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Especially if it's made by
free range eggs.
But anyway,
or something. Yeah.
But what I want to say about Mr. McCain real quick is that McCain needs to stop being on his deathbed from spitballing and everything else. I don't want this person. You know, even on your deathbed, you're gonna go down in flames, and you're gonna take the instead of taking the high road, get ready to meet your maker. So he's gonna play all of it back anyway. You being nasty like this, or whatever. So, you know, my thing of it is, you know, what I say all the time, pray. I'm going to pray for him, pray for his family, pray for his soul, and that's what I'm going to do. Now, moving on to about the CIA, I want a lot of people, because we have a lot of people that listen to you and me and some other people, and, you know, people do a lot of listening, but they don't understand. When you're a deputy chief, and I keep explaining this every time on your show to certain people, is the fact that you're just one step away from your next promotion. If you are a deputy in the CIA, you will do what the director tells you to do. And if that's what he says to go along with, you're going to go along with it. Now, the question was, well, if she knew that it was wrong, why didn't she stop him or whatever? Okay, this woman does not want to be at a CIA field office in Siberia or Alaska or somewhere for the next 25 years. She is not going to tell these people, that's wrong. I'm going to snitch on all of you or whatever. That's what they do on television. This is real life. I wish that a lot of people that listen, that wants to be educated, will understand two things about life, myth and reality. When can we start just like dealing with reality instead of dealing with the myth or the good ship lollipop? And you should turn. Nobody's going to do that in government. So if you think that's what's going on or what's going to happen, take it from me. 31 years of experience. It's not going to happen. She's going to go along with the program, and it's real choice. Now, if you want to say something to someone else and take them to give them for war crimes in The Hague or something like that, then you go and you do that. They already tried it with the former President Bush, and it's not going to work because, you know, they basically went down the drain. So the thing of, you know, why do we always waste time on drilling people because you know that she's picked by the president, which you don't like, and she's probably not a lefty. So we're going to sit up and drill her all day long about something that's, you know, I mean, what, if a nuclear bomb went off in one of these cities and you had to waterboard somebody to find out where the next bomb is or the next tactical bomb is or whatever, suitcase nuke or whatever, go do what you got to do. That's how I feel about it.
Hey, listen, I'm on your page. I'm like, look, if I'm going to save 3,000 people and by waterboarding one, really? If your daughter's in that group, see, I think they're a bunch of hypocrites because they're all a bunch of cowards anyway. But, you know, if your daughter's a good chance I can save your daughter's life by waterboarding somebody, I will bet you a week's pay that congressman is going to go, yeah, you better get in there. And do you need any more water? Let me help you with this. There is no way in the world they're going to let anything happen to their kids. You and I both know that.
Exactly. But, you know, it's funny but if this was Barack and it happened, oh, this is good. Barack had to do something to save 8 million people from getting vaporized or whatever like that. You know, it's nothing this man can do that's going to make these lefties happy. Nothing.
No.
Nothing. Far short of him killing over. And he's doing a wonderful job. He did something that Barack didn't do. He didn't bring the three people home from North Korea, did he? No.
No. He didn't bring the one home when he had the chance. Look at,
right.
He gave them buckets full of, well, planefuls of money, right? Then he wired billions of dollars more. He couldn't, with all of that, he couldn't look one of those Mueller's in the face and go, look, I'm not pressing a button to release this money till you send home so-and-so. You really think they would have said no?
Now, let me explain something to you. The young lady I was talking to you earlier, I already knew she was a bucket brain, and she didn't do anything. She had a tree hugger or whatever, so I just left it alone. I don't even try to argue with them. But one thing is evident is that the fact that I want to tell you about what's going on in Baltimore City after the break. Or we have to take a break right now because I want to tell you the latest news.
And it's going
to make you so happy.
You got like 3.5-4 minutes. Just get into it.
Okay.
Go.
Today.
Yes.
Today, Mr. D'Souza, who is the police commissioner of Baltimore City, was fired. He was fired because he pulled a Sharpton. He didn't pay his taxes. Okay, here's my question: why does Catherine Pugh didn't know about this? Well, how could the mayor of Baltimore hire somebody, and you don't know that he's not paying his taxes or whatever, and you hire this man to be the police chief.
Well, Tim,
am I missing something here?
Well, yeah. No. It runs in the blood. Look at Tim Geithner, remember? He was the one, too. He cheated on his taxes, and the left defended him like crazy. And I never got that. It's like, okay, you do something wrong, you admit to it, and move on. But my God, no. Double standard, Corey, you know that.
And see, this guy didn't pay his taxes. So now the big question is what? We're sitting in this. I want to see if the board of estimates are going to pay, because they fired him. I want to see if they're going to still honor his contract. Now, a lot of people say real business. No, you got fired. You don't get that pension or whatever. But when you work in Baltimore City and you're a person of color, anytime the mayor can take and give ourselves $100,000 raise just for doing nothing, anything. It's circus time in Baltimore City.
it never ceases. But, the other thing is the hypocrisy behind it. There was a quote-unquote, I know how you love these terms, there was an African-American woman at the city council meeting tonight and she was saying, look, I have people back there calling me a racist. I'm an African-American woman, and I'm up here speaking for the U.S., speaking for America, and I'm a racist? Are you people serious? And I'm thinking, wow, if you call a black person on their side of the aisle racist, then you are a hater. There's no other word for you. You're just a hater.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stop bowing to these words. We have to stop. You just look at them and smile and say, hey, isn't it great we live in a country where everybody's entitled to their opinion? Good for you.
Right.
And that's what I would do.
And that's an educated response.
Yeah.
And that's an educated response, and that's what you should do. Because sitting there fussing, like, if I had gotten into an argument with that young lady today, it would have done up or gave me a high blood pressure, and I would have been wasted oxygen. I know she had the IQ of a turnip. I know that. Tree hugger.
We got to go for a break, but, the Bible tells you, right? It's when you treat your enemy with kindness, it's like pouring red-hot coals on their head. And I'm good with that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Corey will be with us again after the break. Don't go far.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Answer the question.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, doing all those things that you love to do, all the fun stuff, right? It is fun, isn't it? Tell me it's fun. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me, and I always appreciate the time that I get with Mr. Corey Duncan. I always love when he's on with me, too, because, look, you get the straight scoop. It's not filtered. I've never played those games on the show. I've never filtered this stuff. My attitude is, you can't handle it. There's 3,000 other shows you can go listen to. Have at it. And not that I necessarily want you to turn away from the station or turn you off from the station, but you really, seriously, you need to... You need to listen to those shows that can strengthen you. And if I make you nuts, I don't know. If I make you nuts, there's a problem. Anyway, Corey, always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to be here. And I want to say big hello to Anna, the love of my life. Also, Danny and my children back home in the Lone Star State. And continue to support Joe Messina. Corey, Anna, and friends, and just continue to support Also, Joe, as a quick reminder to everyone, me and Anna are no longer a non-aisle supporter of the Grassroots Conservative Association group is affiliated with Facebook at all. So if you want to reach us on Twitter. You can come to my Twitter page, Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter. If Joe allowed me to put my email address out there or whatever, or if you can't, Joe, then take care of that for me.
I'm more than happy to do it, but you've got to be careful.
We're going to be on other media outlets until we become on Sirius XM satellite mid-September. Thank you.
Cool. Very good. Hey, listen, if you've got a message to get out, I tell people the same thing all the time. You need to do whatever it takes to get the message out there because you obviously have something to say. You obviously have a following. And if it isn't Facebook, it's somewhere else. And there are many other social marketing, social media platforms out there. So
take your time to look them up. Everyone, I have no ill will towards anyone out there. Or whatever like that. We are the Facebook crowd is not of our audience, so that's pretty much why we left. We got tired of the racism, the sexism, and everything else that went on there. So and also the censoring on death on Facebook. So
censor? Why. Are you saying they actually censored you on Facebook? I can't imagine.
Well, I did thank Mr. Zuckerberg a couple times on the last couple of days. I thanked him for allowing us to be on his platform and everything. But you kind of have to step the game up. And as I always tell everyone, I saw this 3 years ago, four and a half years ago when it started, and I just say, I see what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to if I plan on really going after this, I'm going to have to take. And step up to something like, I'm going to have to spend some money and get on SiriusXM or get on some sort of outlet where, you pay for what you want to say, basically.
Yep. Ultimately, it's okay. That's what I tell people all the time. You do what you got to do, and if you have to pay for it, so be it. There's a lot of guys in my business started off paying for stations just to get an audience, because once you got an audience, then you could go other places and say, look, I have an audience. I have people that listen and watch. I have people that are already here with me. So, you do what you got to do to get your message out. There's nothing shameful in putting up cash, doing a little pain to get your message out,
I agree with you. I agree with you told me. I agree totally with you, Joe. Anybody know that me and myself and my our trusty good legal advisor Amy Garcia, we're definitely some wheelers and dealers, and we've been doing a lot of wheeling and dealing these last couple of months or whatever. But it's all for the good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and again, like I said to you, the sad part about it is people don't know, and I'm not putting anybody down. If you don't know how to do it, you don't know how to do it. But people don't know how to push through. Things get tough, they get a little tight, and they throw their hands up. They give up, and they shouldn't. They should. You should be pounding away at the same groups that are pounding away at you to keep you off the air or keep you, I know that some of the stations get calls on me and want me off the air. They want me gone because I'm too much of a racist, a bigot, a homophobe. All the right. Wonderful words, the only words they can seem to be able to memorize with no truth behind them. So, anyhow, it's quite irritating.
And I feel the same way you feel, but I thank the heavens for you and Tammy and also, for you mentoring me about this business or whatever. I've learned a lot in the last couple of months, and I've learned a lot, that you are basically mentoring me about or whatever like that. But, I'm going to definitely step my game up in the next couple of months. I'm going to continue this movement. Me and Anna will and my family through our family or whatever, because that's and you and Tammy and some other people that's within the movement. But it's just something that I'm going to disassociate ourselves with because we're in this movement for the youth of America. We're still going to have our retreat July 23rd to July 28th, 9 acres, Duncan Ranch down in Katy, Texas. And we have another one that's planned for San Antonio before the end of the year. So we're going to continue to do what we have to do. We're in the movement for the youth and also to teach the youth about being educated voters and also, excuse me, about guard country and patriotism and getting the family back to way what it should be, or at least try to, or whatever. You have to educate first, because we got a lot of activists, but we need some educators. That's all I have to say about it.
Well, we do need No. You can't. That can't be all you have to say about it, because I've been yelling at people forever, saying, "Look, you conservatives are a bunch of cowards. You educators that are conservatives need to get back into these schools and take these schools back, because right now there are conservative educators, but they're I won't say they're petrified. They're outnumbered." And I
right.
think that they're not as outnumbered as they think they are. I think if they start coming forward, they start pushing back, you're going to see that there's a lot of people that feel the way you do, and they want to do the right thing. But you and I both know, it sucks doing the right thing when sometimes you're the only one out there, and you know, you look behind you, there ain't anybody there, right? I mean, seriously. But they have to step up.
Well, if we could get people to stop following people that say everything and do nothing, then maybe we could get there. If we can stop all of this infighting and people being on these islands where I'm not going to support this person because they're not this race or this sex or whatever. What I experienced the last couple of months, and you know, there's no reason. A lot of people say, well, I mean, you go back and say something to them, but I'm not going to, because I don't have time to play those high school games. Oh, I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that. I call, you know, one thing is that, but definitely for me, I'm not a coward. I call a spade, and it is what it is. But these days, the best thing to do is take the high road, cut them off, and just continue on with your movement or whatever like that. Because as I always say, I can take my money, I can take my beach ball, and I can take my umbrella. Me and Anna and our family and our movement can go home. We don't have to tolerate anything. And, you know, life is about what you want to tolerate. If you want to tolerate it and stay in that position, then that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, I love it. And we need to keep admonishing people. I want to get some of your thoughts on a couple of quick things here. You heard
The
Boy Scouts are changing their name to The Scouts to be totally inclusive, because they don't want to be exclusive. God forbid we have groups for different sexes. So, they have already, in the first 10 days, they've lost 465,000 Scouts across the country. What do you think? Is it inclusive? To make it just The Scouts?
Oh, we already saw this coming when we saw them had to change the Masters from being an all, you know, with the club in Georgia, from changing it all men to we had to change it to women and this or that or whatever. We have a situation, and my soon-to-be wife spoke on it a while ago about people that are taking and they're using this feminist march about everything. Everything has to be this. Everything has to be that. And you know what it is becoming trendy. We have so many people that want to be called this now, or I'm a part of this group, or whatever. You know, as far as dating the same sex or whatever like that. And it's just crazy. I mean, we've reached a point where. You know, having freedom of speech and having the way that you want to live your life, it shouldn't be pushed on people. It shouldn't be shoved down our throats or whatever. The Boy Scouts, you already know. When are we going to have it where Major League Baseball is going to have to allow women to be on teams, or you can't have a team? It's not going to be long before we start doing that, because that's just how it is. I mean, everything has to be co-ed now. Everything has to be co-ed, and then we had to change the rules of everything.
But wait a minute. It's not co-ed. See, if it was co-ed, I could almost deal with it, because then you know what you're doing.
Joe, I was trying to be nice.
No, let me help you.
Wait a minute.
You know what I want? I'll tell you what. If you guys are all for this, then what we should have, we should allow women to play in the NFL on the front line. Hey, we're out of time, Corey. Tell people where to find you now.
It was very easy this week for you. You find me Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter, or you can always text me, drop me an email at CoreyDuncan45Outlook.com.
Well, always fun having you on. You should stay and listen, though, because in the next hour, I'm going to deal with grad students that are boycotting military dollars. They want it redirected to, guess what? They want it to go to social justice programs. Wax.
Why do you want me punch holes in the wall?